And if she had some little green onions, she would chip those little green onions in there and then drop it into that liquid, you know, and they would. They also call this spoon bread.
Spoon bread, okay. Now, we talked about what they cook in the ashes. Now, what kind? What is the bread that's large? I mean, it's thick, about an inch thick, and, you put it in a skillet and cook it. What do you call it? Is there a special name for that?
Cornbread hoe cake.
Okay. Now, it says here, then there's the kind that is small and sort of like a spear, and made it has a little bit of onion or green pepper mixed in. That's what I bet your mother
that is it.
That's the corn
mm-hmm.
dodger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. Now, what would that be? Do you know? I don't either.
I don't know. That sounds...
It says, and then there's this kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan, and it comes out soft, and you dish it out like you would dish out mashed potatoes onto your plate beside your meat. Have you ever heard of that? Okay. What would your mother make when your daddy had killed hogs and had dried out some of the grease?
Crackling bread. That's delicious.
Oh, it sure is. It's so good with syrup, isn't it?
Which,
you know, they still make that at Davis Brothers. Every time we do that. Yeah. Lloyd gets his crackling bread.
Oh, crackling bread.
Okay. Now, there are two kinds of bread. The homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store. Now, what's that called? What's the kind that you buy at the store called?
Baker's bread.
Okay. Oh, what else?
All town bread.
Okay. What is it that's fried with in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Okay, can you think of another name for it in any other shape or way of making it?
Oh, cruller.
Okay. Now, if you take a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it, what do you call that? Let me see. What do you sometimes make up in a batter and fry three or four of these at a time? And you eat with syrup and butter. What are they?
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Or what else?
Or flapjacks.
Okay. Now,
and
if you would...
Cake.
A what?
Batter cake. I think my dad used to call them batter cake.
Yeah. Oh, they used to make them too with buckwheat, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you can still buy them.
You
can. Mama makes them.
Yes, you do. You can get that buckwheat though.
I
don't particularly like that.
I don't either. What is the difference in that and just a regular wheat? Did they leave some of the husk in it?
Yeah, it has that. Let me see what you call it. My daddy used to have it ground into little shallots and seconds and graham. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's the graham that we get into that.
It makes it dark.
Makes it dark.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's got the little brown flakes in it.
Yeah.
Now, my daddy loves those buckwheat cakes, but I don't.
Does he like graham biscuit?
I'm sure that he would. I have never heard him mention
You can get that graham in 5-pound bags. Occasionally I get some and make them for my brothers.
Because
they just love them.
I know they do.
But now that does not have the self-rising ingredients. You have to use your baking powder and salt and things, you know.
Okay. Now, if you went to the store to buy flour, what would you say you were going to buy?
2 pounds.
Okay. Now, what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda?